lot of Republicans are beginning to look at and point their fickle finger of fate at Governor Chris Christie. Governor Chris Christie, here's the problem. If he hadn't come out there and said good stuff about Obama right before the election, he's the fault of this. You have Rush Limbaugh. You have Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor of New York. You have a lot of folks now out there talking about this. And I want to talk with you about this for a moment, because I think this is an important discussion to have about the type of politics that we want, that's we claim we want, but we really don't want it. Over and over again on these airways, I have talked with you about people who continually play politics with things that are serious. And you decry the way that either our Governor Martin O'Malley or President Obama, other people, play politics with certain things. But Governor Chris Christie was facing the worst storm that his state has seen in recent memory that's been documented. And he had to enlist the help and get President of the United States on board. He had to call him, and he talked to him, and the president came. And according to Chris Christie, gave him resources to help his state. Now, what was this man supposed to say? He was supposed to say, damn the president, I got all the stuff I wanted, but he still sucks. He's still no good. No, he said, thank you. He said, as governor of this state, I appreciate the resources being given to me by the president of the United States. It's not Governor Christie's fault that Hurricane Sandy or Superstorm Sandy, whatever you want to call it, hit the week before Election Day. Now, if he's that good, Professor, I want to know if he's able to. If he's got a channel into God and Mother Nature, I need to know that in order to manipulate circumstances to that extent. But I want to talk with you about this. Is Chris Christie in any way to blame for Governor Mitt Romney's loss as a result of him doing his job as governor? In your opinion, doing his job as governor and saying that the president of the United States, whomever it may be, it just happened to be Barack Obama this time, helped my citizens. Do you hold him at fault for that? Because a lot of people today are beginning to point fingers at him. And if you do, I just want you to think about this as you call. I want you to think about this. What kind of politics do you want? Do you want people who, when it comes to saving lives, when it comes to getting resources for their state in a crisis, do you want them not accepting it or not appropriately addressing it because of the party of the person that they're seeking it from? In other words, unless it's a Republican, Chris Christie says, I don't want your money. I don't need your resources. I don't need anything you have. I just want to ask you, because in the wake of this, this is the part of, and it's going to be for a while now, this is the part when the loss is over, you need somebody, a fall guy. Remember Lee Majors, that show, The Fall Guy, where he was a stuntman? You need a fall guy, somebody that you can point a finger at. 410-467-WBAL, toll free long distance, is 1-800-767-WBAL, Verizon, star WBAL, AT&T is pound WBAL. Text me, 88509. You can also follow me on Twitter at C4 Show. People are saying this is harm. You heard yesterday Jimmy Mathis saying it on the show. This may have harmed his chances for 2016 running for president because of what he's done with the president. Daring to say he did a good job. Let's get to Joe in Catonsville. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how you doing?
All right. What do you think of all this, man?
Well, let me give you my experience. My wife and I went to Italy, and we got stuck there because of the storm. We couldn't get back home to Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And everything in English was CNN on TV.
Okay.
And after running around Italy for like 14 days, you were ready to sit down and relax.
So, I hear you.
You know how many times I saw him and Obama on TV?
How many?
I don't know. It was an awful lot.
Okay.
So I think the media, you know, is always helping out Obama, I think. And I don't guess poor people watch CNN too much because I don't care for it.
Well, let me ask you a question, Joe, before you go forward. I know you were isolated because of the storm to have to watch that. But you do realize, you might not have been here, that New Jersey was the hardest hit state of all of them. Now, you know, Connecticut was hit hard and New York, but of all the states, they suffered the most damage. You realize that, right?
Oh, sure.
Okay, so if the state that had the most damage and that governor is dealing with the president of the United States, don't you think the media is going to cover it?
Well, I agree, but I probably saw it, like we were stuck for a couple of days, okay?
Uh-huh.
And actually, everything was on TV. My wife's knee was hurting, so we kind of chilled out a lot. But I probably saw them two together 15 times.
And I understand that, but I'm saying to you, it was the hardest hit state, though, Joe. What else were they supposed to show?
Well, I mean, I didn't take it like it wasn't going to make me vote for Obama, but a lot of people may have, like you're talking about.
Do you blame Chris Christie? That's a more direct question.
Of course not. If he had the hindsight in 2020, he probably wouldn't have won public and said that.
I think he would have. And the difference, Joe, is I think he would have, hindsight or none, because that's who he is and that's who he's been as governor. And that's one of the problems people have. He is who he says he is. What was that, football coach? Hey, we are who they thought they are, who we thought they were. Let's get Otto in Pennsylvania. Hey, Otto.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I was speaking this very morning about the need for this country to have politicians that would rise to a very high standard. I was talking to my wife.
You mean statesmen?
And I said to her, you know, some of those of our forefathers pledged their lives, their honor, their fortunes. I think the phrase was, we pledge our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor on behalf of America.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is a high standard.
Very high.
One high standard. And to be truthful, I think Chris Christie, in his statement, was acting presidential in a sense.
I totally agree.
After that kind of standard, his stock went way up in my mind.
Well, let me tell you, Otto, it went up in mine, but for a lot of Republicans now, they are very upset with Chris Christie. I just wanted to get your take, because to me, the only reason you get upset with Chris Christie is if you want him to play politics with a storm. Do you want your governor playing politics with a crisis? I'm just asking you, Otto.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I'd like to have a leader who is not so much a politician as he is an American seeking that which is good for the people that he represents.
Thank you, Otto. I appreciate it. Your take. Did Chris Christie mess up his chances in the future? Or did he simply do his job as governor?